This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, quote,
well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, have you seen the picture of these anti-gunners that are to represent we the people, and they swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? You see these anti-gunners. Did you catch that, friends? Yeah. You have those that are to represent we the people. They are there to uphold the Constitution, the enumerated laws, and they are on the floor like a bunch of clowns in an anti-gun demonstration. It's a diversion, friends. Diversion, diversion, diversion. But it's humorous because they're Democrats, and I guess it's accepted by the American people, not knowing that we have one Constitution, not two or three, right? But folks, do you think it's rather bizarre that you have those that are to serve we the people? Do you think it's not a little bizarre, friends, that those that swore to uphold the Constitution, my name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, even themselves, if need be. America, did you hear what I said? Against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and that I will well, faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which I'm about to enter. So help me God, with their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and to man. But there's a picture going around now, friends, where these clowns are literally, these anti-gunners are literally on the floor in a demonstration, friends, saying we need to get rid of the guns. They're anti-gunners. Now, you just heard what I just said, right? I want you to understand something, friends, is the fact that you don't need 30 rounds to hunt. We're told by these anti-gunners. But I want to say this to the anti-gunners. And by the way, I'm not looking for your sympathy. I'm acting as a patriot in this country that's not going to tolerate your crimes against we the people. The Second Amendment was not written in case deer turn against us. I just wanted you to understand your position and how stupid you look sitting there for the American public that you are to represent, trying to take away their God-given rights, namely the right to keep and bear arms that shall not be infringed, which means violated, which you are attempting to violate. And I know that most people in this country haven't taken the time to read the Bill of Rights, the rights that God has bestowed upon us, but I have, and I'm not going to sit down and watch history repeat itself because you want to act like a bunch of goons sitting on the floor trying to make a point to the American people when your job is to represent and magnify the enumerated laws found in the Constitutional Republic in which we have Article 4, Section 4. Is this the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen in your life? Folks, they're telling on themselves. They're all sitting there right now. These are the ones that you are to remove, Article 2, Section 4. These are the anti-gunners. And what's their excuse? Crime. What's their excuse? Violence. What's their excuse? Folks, all the things that they advocate every step of the way to teach the young people how to commit the crime, what they're to use to commit the crime through Hollywood, through their bureaucracies, through their friends, through Barack Hussein Obama. Hey, folks, come on. This is the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen in my life. Literally. I mean, you've got to take a look at some of these pictures. And for those useful idiots called the Democrats, and many of the Republicans, might I add, again, I want you to understand, I don't care about your anti-gun stance. It's un-American, and it's unconstitutional, therefore it's null and void. You are acting outside of constitutional law, which makes you an outlaw. In America, you must act and remove these outlaws, because that's exactly what they are. They're outlaws. Folks, we're going to be talking about this in just a couple minutes. The line is drawn, America. It's time to warn the rulers with resistance that we will not tolerate the methodology of those dictators of the past in the present. What am I talking about? The most foolish mistake we can possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Indeed, I would go so far to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs, to the constituents, is a sine qua non for the overthrow of any sovereignty, which they, the dictators, believe themselves to be. Not the people, they themselves believe that they are the sovereignty, Isaiah 14. So let's not have any native militia or native police. German troops alone will bear the sole responsibility for the maintenance and law and order throughout the occupied Russian territories, and a system of military strong points must be evolved to cover the entire occupied country. And shortly thereafter, when we heard such anti-gunners tell the truth in their confusion, not knowing that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. In other words, whatever you say, sooner or later, whatever you do, sooner or later will be brought to the light. That's just how it works. Did you know shortly thereafter, Germany established gun control in 1938? And from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews and dissidents and others who were unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. They were exterminated by the anti-gunners of the day. You've got a great advocate attempting to destroy our country, which he has been doing for the last 7 3/4 years in an attempt to create the chaos, just like Adolf Hitler did, and Mao Zedong did, and Joseph Stalin did, and Mussolini did, trying to do it again, America. Are you drinking the Kool-Aid? Because, America, if you are not drinking the Kool-Aid, it's time for you to go to Washington, look at the pictures of these anti-gunners, and remove every single one of them. And when you begin to let them know that their crimes against we the people will not be tolerated, then and then alone will things change in this country. As a matter of fact, wasn't it our forefathers, namely George Washington, when he said the first annual address to both House of Congress in January 8th of 1719, he said, a free people ought not to only be armed, but disciplined. Hey friends, a free people ought not only to be armed, but also disciplined. We're going to come right back to this in just a couple minutes, folks. Is your blood boiling yet? I know mine is. You know, what did Jesus say about all this? He had some things to say about it. No, America, I know America is not perfect, but I'm willing to hold her hand until she gets better.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Hey folks, I want you to understand that our forefathers didn't arm the American people for the purpose of hunting. I have to refresh your memories concerning what your forefathers established. Our forefathers didn't arm the American people for the purpose of hunting, but rather to protect them from themselves, from those who were doing the hunting, namely the tyrant King George. The Second Amendment is only to vouchsafe our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and to ensure all of the other rights given unto us by our Creator. Read the Declaration of Independence. So, the wisdom of the framers of the Constitution, once again, is found consistent with the lessons of the Bible they used as their bedrock for civil law. The people's individual protection should always be a primary concern of government and the government of the people, which is me and you. Because our government, again, derives their just powers from the consent of we the people. In a righteous country, self-government reigns by the constraint of Christian morals, common sense. The civil government that desires such a monopoly of force, i.e., they are the only ones with guns, is a threat to the lives, liberty, and the property of its citizens. For that government ceases to be of and for the people. Going back to the pilgrims. And keep in mind, friends, I want you to understand that the pilgrims were originally called the saints. From the hour the pilgrims landed to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good. Again, friends, just a little common sense comes into play. I had one of our radio listeners, a friend of mine from Michigan, he sent me a yard sign. It had a picture of, I believe it was an AR-15 on it, and it said that this house is proudly disarmed. I mean, folks, again, you can't make this stuff up. And what I'm saying, friends, you just can't fix stupid. I don't think that I've ever heard anything as stupid as that. I mean, you want to talk about waving a sign or a flag in front of the face of criminals saying, hey, come and get us. We're disarmed. Because that's exactly what these people are doing inadvertently. Why are these people in your government so busy, America, trying to disarm you? Why are they taking the time to sit on the floor like a bunch of little kids that never grew up? Folks, they're growing the wrong way. They're growing down, not up. They remain in their reprobate natural state. And they wonder why everybody's angry with their stupidities and, namely, their crimes. And what they want to do is they want to get back at everybody else. Well, what's interesting about that, friends, is keep in mind these anti-gunners are armed themselves. And what is the message? We, demigods, have the right to protect ourselves, but you, you little peasants, you don't have a right to defend yourselves. See, they've got the roles backwards in this country, America. Remember Mao Zedong said November 6, 1938, he said, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. They know that as long as you're armed, America, you have an authority over those that serve we the people. And furthermore, might I add, I want to give you a quote by one of our forefathers, namely Patrick Henry, who was a Sons of Liberty, in a speech to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 5th, 1778. Listen to what he said. He said, "Guard with jealous attention the public liberty," said Patrick Henry. He said, "Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel." He said, "Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force," said our founding forefathers who threw off a tyrant over 3,000 miles away across the pond. "Whenever you give up that force, America," said Patrick Henry, he said, "you're ruined. The great object is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able might have a gun." Now, where did he get that from? I mean, what was going through his mind? Was he just creating this stuff in the figment of his imagination? Or did he actually experience what he's talking about, understanding now the right and wrongs of how tyrants should be dealt with? And those in government shall be dealt with. Well, let me go to Luke 11:21. Jesus said, "When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace." Of course, of course, of course. And no, I'm not Mr. Ed. I mean, this is just crazy stuff going on in our country. Folks, let me go back again. I want you to listen to what Joseph Stalin said. I mean, this guy killed millions of his own people. And the first thing he had to do was get rid of the guns. And now, keep in mind, and I've said this a million and a half times, but I'm going to tell you again, you have an administration that has voted 242 times in 142 days of his service to we the people in Chicago, talking about Barack Hussein Obama, who has voted to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb. And you trust this administration? You feel safe with this administration? You've got to be kidding, friends. And the only ones that you're kidding here are yourselves. You're kidding yourselves. But I want you to listen to what Joseph Stalin said once again. I mean, this is just unthinkable stuff. But he said it, and friends, furthermore, he got away with it. "If the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves." And friends, you can mark my words on this. This is exactly what's coming if America does not repent before God. It's exactly what's coming down the chute if America does not repent before God. Mark my words. There will be a disarming by force, America, if you don't get this right before God. And by the way, that is not the reason you go to God. You should go to God because of your conscience, knowing that you violated God's moral law. when you in fact have no excuse as to why you did it. You need a Savior, and keep in mind, we have a great Savior for great sinners, no matter who you are or what it is that you have done in life. Matthew 1:21. Jesus came into the world to save His people from their sins. But listen again, Joseph Stalin, the sole leader of the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953. Do keep in mind, friends, that in Russia, they did call him the father of that nation. Now, yesterday, I had said something yesterday on the radio program where I wanted to reiterate a point I made, and I want to make it more clear. Do you understand, America, that this government treats you? See, because we were told by the FBI yesterday on the sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, the outsource, we were told through one of the articles that the FBI says that the American people can't handle the truth. Do you see how they speak to you, friends? Now, I'm equating this to Joseph Stalin, who they called the father. Well, what do you call the government in this country, friends? I mean, you act as if you're a bunch of nieces and nephews to Uncle Sam. And they've already got you saying back and parroting the very things that they would have you parrot. Because you say it long enough, sooner or later you're going to believe it. Whatever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, Scripture tells us. And here we have it. So if you think what happened over in Russia will never happen in America, I want to tell you something, friends. They've already got you doing it here in America, and it's been going on for a long time. Uncle Sam, really? Why do you call him Uncle Sam? Because you're being conditioned to believe that he has all charge and authority concerning who we are as a people, one nation under God in this country, when nothing, again, could be further from the truth. Now, you do know that when Joseph Stalin said, if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. That's what he said. By the way, that's exactly what he did. In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control from 1929 to 1953. About 20 million dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated by the state, namely Joseph Stalin. Why does the government want to disarm you, America? President Thomas Jefferson, in a letter to James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, known as the father of the Constitution, on December 20th, 1987, said, "What country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms." You want to know why the likes of Stalin and Mao Zedong and Idi Amin and Adolf Hitler and Pol Pot, you know why they got away with what they got away with? Because the people failed to recollect that they have a right by God to resist tyrants at every given step. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to make a couple points here outside of the ones that I'm making right now. I'm just paralleling what our forefathers established with what the sit-in anti-gunners are trying to accomplish. And what are they trying to accomplish? Namely, they want disarmament. And folks, I don't care if that's what they're blatantly saying or not. With their actions, that's exactly what they're blatantly saying. You know, one of the questions that most people ask is, what is the militia? Because they believe that the militia is a bad thing, when in fact it's not. What, sir, is the use of a militia, said James Madison. Annals of Congress, 434, June 8, 1789. Listen carefully. What, sir, is the use of a militia? It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty. Whenever governments mean to invade their rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise an army upon their ruins. I'm sorry, it was actually Representative Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, Annals of Congress 750, August 17, 1789. And then James Madison comes behind him and says, "The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." He said, "A well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people." Composed of the body of the people. See, this is, folks, if you would just wake up to what your forefathers said. We don't need to bring about deconstructionism. So what did they mean? Well, folks, you know what? I get what they mean. Do you understand what they meant? A well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people. Who are they talking about? Those that serve we the people, or the people that those representatives serve? I'm just curious. And if you look at the history and the actions of our forefathers, what was the reason that they were armed for in the first place? Again, friends, you don't need 30 rounds to hunt, say they, these anti-gunners. But folks, again, the Second Amendment was not written in case deer turn against us. It's just that simple. There's nothing weird about what I'm telling you. As a matter of fact, James Madison finishes that statement when he said, the body of the people are the well-regulated militia. Trained to arms is the best and most natural defense of a free country. And if you go to Richard Henry Lee, federal farmer, number 18, January 25th, 1788, he said, a militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves, and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms. All men capable of bearing arms. To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms. Did you understand that, America? Did you understand? Or do you need a new interpretation from some black-robed tyrant sitting on the Supreme Court bench that wants to attempt to disarm because he's working for the same people that Barack Hussein Obama and his administration are working for? I get it. To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms. And be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. And it's interesting, folks, that these anti-gunners that are sitting down in Washington, D.C., isn't it interesting? They're not telling you concerning the crimes that are committed. They're not telling you, friends, for the most part, that those are gun-free zones. See, the government stepped in and said, well, we need to restrict the use or the right to bear arms in these certain areas. And guess what? The criminals know that, so they go there and then they commit mass murder. See, they're not putting this into perspective for you, friends. They don't want you to have it into perspective because they're using every crisis. They don't want the good crisis to go to waste, said they. Remember that? So they use the crisis to create policy to disarm. And that's their end aim. Again, you're told you don't need 30 rounds to hunt, but the Second Amendment wasn't written in case deers turn against us, America. We need to get this in our hearts. And we need to stand up and we need to be firm when any one of those that represents we the people even talk in such a fashion, even hint in such a fashion, they will be immediately removed. Because you can bet your bottom dollar, if you pull the curtain back on these representatives, you're going to find many, many more infractions concerning the laws found in our Constitution that they themselves have violated. But again, keep in mind, it doesn't apply to them. It only applies to us, friends, and yet we're the ones paying the bills here. They're trying to desecrate. They're trying to step on the blood shed for the freedoms in which we have, both in the natural and in the spiritual. And I'm not playing that game. I'm just not going down that road. Mao Zedong, communist dictator of China, said, war can only be abolished through war. In order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun. Of course, he knows that. Hey, if criminals know that. Everybody knows that. And isn't it interesting when the government commits the act of murder, for some reason you look at them as being heroes. But when those that are actually defending themselves against corrupt government, for some reason you just follow the narrative that they must have been some loony whack militia out in the middle of nowhere attacking government officials. America, really? Really? China established gun control in 1935. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents, those that disagreed with Mao Zedong's dangerous ideologies, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. By the way, just to take it a step further, this administration has already pointed the finger at you, America, as being the terrorist. And I've said that before, and I say it again. Idi Amin, president of Uganda from 1971 to 1979, said, I don't want to be controlled by any superpower. He doesn't want to be controlled. He don't want to be a part of the union, is what he was saying, friends. Nor does he want to be controlled by the people. He said, I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world. And that is why I do not let any superpower control me. See, because the people didn't take the initiative and resist this tyrant, gun control was established in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000 stupefied Christians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. And who was Idi Amin? He was one individual that would not be ruled by God's moral law. See, they fail to incite God's moral law to people at large and hold their representatives accountable to God's moral law, like thou shalt not kill. But once they let them kill, guess what? Everybody's a free-for-all. Pol Pot, who created in Cambodia one of the 20th century's most brutal and radical regimes, was responsible for killing 1 million of his own educated yet unarmed citizens. Unarmed citizens. And when you put that into contrast with what our forefathers established, it was completely the opposite is what you're hearing from your representatives today. Just, hey folks, just a refreshing, just a refreshment course here. That's all we're doing here today. Because they're at it again. They're at it again, and you need to keep in mind they're relentless. But when the American people again put their foot down and say, no more, even a hint of this, we're going to remove you. And even going back to the black-robed justices, and in America we can call them injustices for the most part, you do need to keep in mind, folks, that every single one of them, all the way from the president to Supreme Court justices to local officials, they can all be impeached. And they shall be removed. If you read Article 3, as a matter of fact, Section 1, you will find that if they sit outside of good behavior, as it says, the judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress, we the people, our Congress, may from time to time ordain and establish. The judges both of the Supreme and inferior courts shall hold their offices during good behavior. Discover and apply, not to create, not to legislate, and shall at stated times receive for their services compensation, so on and so forth, friends. And it also tells us that to all cases affecting others, that if they fail to actually act in good behavior, that that is a removable offense. And I don't know why, but I mean, I do know why you're led to believe the opposite is true, because the conservatives, without taking time to actually read the Constitution, they're just telling you what the one of the corporations worldwide, one of the six that's owned worldwide, they're just telling you whatever they're told to say. And see, that's why we're in a great dilemma today. Let me jump topics, friends. That was my intro. I wish I had more time, but I don't. I want you to listen to this really quick, because I got a segment in a couple minutes left. This was a letter written by American Family Association. Okay? And overall, I think the intent is good, but overall, I can understand why people don't take these people seriously whatsoever. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to highlight some of this letter for you. And then I want to lay to your candor at the very end of this letter. It's concerning Donald Trump and all the leaders in the Christian world, if you want to call them that, friends, and their take as to who Donald Trump is and what he's about. And then again, I want to lay to your candor a question. As a matter of fact, it was Franklin Graham that prayed to open the event with none other than Dr. Ben Carson, who spoke and told us about the Donald Trump he had come to appreciate. Matter of fact, Governor Mike Huckabee served as a moderator and sat across from Mr. Trump. Well, Trump entertained questions from the likes of David Jeremiah, Dr. James Dobson, who's not a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, friends. He's a psychologist. Tony Perkins, who's pretty much, for the most part, he'll say what needs to be said, but he's a pushover. And Kelly Shackelford, I believe he's an attorney, and Sammy Rodriguez. He represents the Hispanic Church. I don't know how that works. We're all in America, right? The questions were about religious freedom. Israel, America, if you are a Christian, you are Israel. I don't know why they get caught up in this, but they do. They get eye off of the ball. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring it up where the questions were about religious freedom, Israel, potential Supreme Court nominees, and abortion, folks. And again, I'm going to lay to your candor a question at the very end, and you tell me the message that's being sent from the modern-day church today. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side. So
at the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, so let's get to this final segment. It's a letter by the American Family Association, which for the most part, folks, they do some good stuff. So I'm not capping on them. I'm not backhanding them. I'm just showing you why so many people don't look at the church with a whole lot of respect. They become a reproach. And by the way, these are the guys with more backbone than the majority of the professed Christians out there. And so anyways, Franklin Graham, he actually prayed to open the event with Donald Trump there. Dr. Ben Carson spoke and told us about the Donald Trump that he had come to appreciate. It's an overview, friends. Governor Mike Huckabee served as moderator and sat across from Mr. Trump. Trump entertained questions from the likes of David Jeremiah, Dr. James Dobson, Tony Perkins, Kelly Shackelford, and Sammy Rodriguez. The questions were about religious freedom, Israel, potential Supreme Court nominees, and abortion. And he went on to say, I thought his strongest answers were about the type of judges he would appoint. I want you to hear this, friends. I thought his strongest answers were about the type of judges that he would appoint. You know how I keep referring and making reference to the fact that when the Democrats are in power, for some reason or another, the American people are led to believe that the Democrats are a government unto themselves. They can tear down the Constitution at will and recreate it in their own ungodly image. It's the same thing with the Republicans. When the Republicans are in power, the American people are led to believe that they can go ahead and do whatever they will by tearing down the Constitution of the United States and attempting to recreate it in their own ungodly image. Folks, we're ruled by law in this country, not by opinions, okay? So for them to lay to the candor of Donald Trump, well, we want to know what kind of judges you're going to appoint. Wait a second. He works for you. He is to follow the rule of law. What kind of judges do you think should be appointed? Those that abide by the law. And you are to be the law. The strength of the Constitution lies in the American people and their willingness to actually enforce it. But if you don't know the difference, you're going to go ahead and ask Donald Trump, what kind of judges are you going to appoint? Those that abide by the law. Those that are law-abiding judges, right? Those that know their job to discover and apply. That's pretty simple. So why would you ask any individual that wants to represent we the people in this country, why would you ask him what kind of judges is he going to appoint? He came back with, I believe he fully understands the importance of this issue and said all of his judges would be vetted by the Federalist Society. Good. A stalwart conservative organization. Good, I think. Trump's weakness is in that he did not clearly state his view in answer to the questions asked by Perkins and Shackelford about when religious freedoms and the LGBT movement come into conflict. Of course not. We already know where he's at on those issues, and they are antithetical to the laws of our constitutional republic in all 50 states. So do we want to play stupid here, or do we want to call it for what it is? He advocates what those that you complain about advocate America. I'm just telling you. Again, Trump, his weakness is that he did not clearly state his views to answer the questions because he didn't understand it well enough. Or he understands it all the too well and he doesn't want to say anything because he wants the support of the Christians in America. That is diplomacy at its finest. And what is diplomacy, said Ben Franklin? Seduction in another guise. Bingo. Bingo. He repeatedly... The spokesperson for AFA said of Donald Trump, he repeatedly said he was for religious freedom, and his fallback position was that he would appoint judges who would defend religious freedom. Well, that's kind of a double standard, isn't it? Mr. Trump also said he was tired of the political correctness. Amen. Good. I high-five you for that. Surrounding matters of our Christian heritage and use Christmas as an example. He said companies want a profit of Christmas but then don't want to use the word Christmas. He's right. He says Merry Christmas and thinks that the political correct crowd, who are traitors to principle, just want to change the greetings to something more generic because it's another attempt to diminish the role of Christianity in America. Well, the more you diminish the role and undermine Christianity, the more you lose your liberties. Just saying. Trump answered Dr. Jeremiah's question about Israel. Israel is the body of Christ, America. You're talking about demographics here. This is where the church has got their eye off the ball. And they should know better than that. But again, people that are not born of the Spirit don't understand that. What am I saying? The Bible tells us that Jesus always taught in parables. And why did he teach us in parables? He said that the carnal man receives not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. And to counter that and to bring forth line upon line, it also tells us that the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Well, guess what, friends? They have it in their mind, but not in their heart yet. Dr. Jeremiah's question about Israel, saying he would be a strong supporter of the nation of Israel and never understood Jewish Americans who vote for Democrats who don't support Israel. Folks, again, see, eye off ball. Eyes off the objective here. This is called diversion, and I want to tell you what it is. It's not purposed. It's not advertent. This is stupidity on both sides of the aisle here. This is ignorance to a T. That's what this is. And how many times in these conversations do you hear one of them bring up constitutional law? You just don't. Wasn't it none other than Samuel Adams who said, a general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the enemy. How are they supposed to know what principles that they're actually grounded in if they don't know God's moral law? Just asking. And furthermore, wasn't it John Adams who warned us that said, there's nothing I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. Look at, they're already off topic, friends. They're talking about the parties. And yet, John Adams warned us about the great parties that would divide the American people. Well, guess what? Professed Church is going right along to get along. The overseer for American Family Association said, I think it was admirable and honorable for Donald Trump to meet with Christian leaders. He is not our enemy. I don't believe he is neither. I believe he has instincts that are reverent and patriotic, but I'll tell you what. He needs to have his Damascus Road experience, this man does, because I believe that the Lord gets a hold of a guy like this, we can shake, rattle, and roll. And if he does the right thing, I'll be the first one standing right behind him, friends. But if he does the wrong thing, I'll be the first one standing in front of him, America, blocking him, drawing the line in the sand, saying we are not going to do that, nor are we going to tolerate that. Now, folks, when I go over the topics, this is what he said. To conclude, listen carefully. This was a conclusion by Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association. He said, to conclude, who but the Lord knows what lies ahead for Donald Trump? He wasn't my first choice for president, but the majority of GOP voters chose him. See, they have the cart in front of the horse. It's the church's job to lead, not the GOP. There is no king but King Jesus. Appeal to heaven. That makes him first, not the GOP, not the parties. He goes on. Now, either he, now listen carefully, or Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States of America. You want to talk about a carnal-minded individual who should know better? You want to talk about individuals who will not take the time to pull the curtain back to see who these candidates really are? And what they've done, to judge them by their fruits, Jesus said, they will not, they refuse to look at the fruit of these people. And then they have the audacity to say that either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States. Who told you that? Who told you that Hillary Clinton may be the president of the United States? America, let me ask you something. How is it that Bernie Sanders, the communist himself, is wiping up the floor with the likes of Hillary Clinton, but we have professed Christians talking about how either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, who has no support base whatsoever, but they just gave it to him. They just gave it to the Christian world that Hillary Clinton is now a legitimate candidate. Hey, folks. Here's the question. They are letting the candidate set the precedent rather than the people setting the precedent by enforcing the laws found with our republic. So why do these representatives treat the American people in such a fashion? Because the American people set themselves up to be subjected in such a manner as what you see today because of her ignorance. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Folks, again, why are we in trouble? Because of this kind of garbage right here for the most part. To legitimize the likes of Hillary Clinton to the church world is what Tim Wildman just did. To ask a presidential candidate what he would do concerning the judges, concerning what he would do with Israel, it's not up to him to do that. It's not them to stand outside of, again, the Constitution. We're ruled by law, America. Not by Donald Trump, not by Barack Hussein Obama, not by any other candidate that wants to be the president of the United States of America, and therein lies the problem.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.